You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Interesting Ha'aros that the Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said over when it came to describing the entire structure of the Haggadah on the night of Pesach. Not only did he describe the structure, but he also described the tachlis behind why the Haggadah was made the way the Haggadah was made, the purpose. And I want to share with you some of his chidushim, so when you do the Haggadah twice, in a couple of days from now, you'll appreciate the Tochen HaDvarim, both in structure as well as content itself. He points out, as he always does, but obviously, that, you know, we always got to start with the Rambam, or brisk to start with the Rambam. So in the Maror Mekam, which you have in front of you, I want you to turn immediately to page number 2. And on this specific page, you will find, basically speaking, you will find the actual Rambam text in the 7th parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Sipisius Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah of Haggadah on the night of Pesach itself. The Rambam is in Perek Shvi, it says on quotation C and D on the bottom of the page, Mitzvah say shol tera l'sapa b'nisim n'flau sh'nasa l'avzeinu b'mitzvayim b'olei chamisha asa b'nisim. You look very carefully, the mitzvah say, he says, is to be mesaper, to say over as a sipur, a story, of b'nisim n'flau that took place to our forefathers in Egypt on the night of the 15th. Shenem, and he quotes the pasuk from Pashas Bo, to remember the day they left Mitzrayim. And surprisingly, he throws into the text the same way we find Zochus Yom HaShabbos. So he compares the Zoch of Shabbos and the Zoch of the Pesach. Why? We'll see very shortly. He then says, so how do we know on the night of the 15th? Tamaloma, he got a vincha beyamu, lema bavuzeh. That he tells us another pasuk that it has to be through Higadah Levincha on that day. He tells us the time at which we're supposed to say the Haggadah, the CPC is Mitzrayim, and that's the same Zman of Matzah Mar is the same exact Zman for the recitation of the Haggadah and the CPC is Mitzrayim. For Alpha Pish Ein Lo Ben, even though a person might not have any children at the Seder, and even if Chacham and Gedolim are at the Seder, and they know all the questions that have to be asked anyway, probably they know all the Terutzim, nevertheless, Chayav and Lasabi Yisiyas Mitzrayim, is a chiv to go through the entire dialogue. So Kol HaMarech B'Elu, HaRezim HaShubach. And the more you marech, the deeper you go, the more, quite obviously, praiseworthy you are in what you're actually doing itself. So this is, quite obviously, the Rambam's formulation of the mitzvah of Sipisius Mitzrayim, which we is basically encapsulated in the Haggadah. Now what I want to show you is something quite interesting. If you turn back now to page 1, I just want to show you the proximity of the psukim that the Rambam quotes in the actual presentation of the Makar HaMitzvah. If you look on the bottom of the page on the right-hand side, in Pashas Bo, so first of all, he says, "Vayoma Moshe Alam Zocharas Yom Zazah Sheyitzaz Mitzrayim Yibes Avadim Ki Bechozek Yahotzei Hashem Mitzrayim." And he says, "Umat," and therefore he says, "Volo Yochochametz," that after we could obviously talk about leaving Mitzrayim and the fact we were avodim, the Hashem took us out. There's a Isa for us to eat chametz, etc., etc. It talks about also that the Hayom Atam Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv, this took place during the springtime. And then, V'hoi Kivach Hashem Al Eretz Kanani Achitim Mu Moriya Kvivisi Yashin Shmal Av Secha Lases Tvar Zavas Halav Devash Rata Shem Shavaz Dalai B'Chodesh Hazeh. He talks about the fact that ultimately speaking, Klais were brought later on to Eretz Israel. And you have to do with the Avodas, which are being discussed over here, of Zechus Yisrael have to be done when they come into Eretzel as well. Then Shivisom Tochel Matzos, it tells us about the Nitzidim Matzah, and B'yom HaShvi Chag LaHashem, Matzah Yachol Shivis Yomim, in our possession. And then the Torah repeats again another expression of verbalization. Etc. So the Rav Zatzal points out that if you look very carefully in the structure of these two psukim in Pashas Bo, what's quite obvious as you look at it and you see it is the fact that the Rambam is quoting as the Ika Pasuk, the Pasuk of Zohar, which is Pasuk number Gimel. He then later on uses the Pasuk Higal Levincha as not as the Ika source of the Mitzvah Sipur, but as a further Bira Hadova as it relates to how you're Makayim the Mitzvos and the Zman HaMitzvos on the night of Pesach. And with that in mind, let me now go back to page number 2. So the fact of the matter is, what the Rav said, is that the Iker Mitzvah of not just thinking about what happened historically thousands of years ago, but the Mitzvah to articulate it, to say over with a verbal expression, is derived from the Pasuk of Zohar. And quite obviously, he was bothered, like everybody else was bothered, that how do you know that Zohar means to articulate? And the reason he says that is because there's a very famous Ramban at the end of Pashas Kiseitse, when we say Pashas Zohar, right before Purim. So the actual Ramban points out that in the Midrashi Chazal, there's the mitzvah Zohar as it relates to Amalek. And Zohar means also you have to articulate and say over Pasha Zohar, you have to read it. You have to read it sometime during the year. Now, but there's a reason that we interpret Zohar to mean to say it over. Why? Because it says also Al Tishkach. So he says, the Medrash Halacha says, if it was just a question of mental contemplation and not forgetting and remembering, Al Tishkach does the job. Why did the Torah say besides Al Tishkach when it comes to Amalek Zohar? So it means that the mental contemplation which is derived from Al Tishkach, we know you have to remember. But the articulation is from the actual word Zohar, which means not only do you have to remember mentally, but you have to say it over. So the Zohar, because it's contrasted to the Al Tishkach, means Zechira Bepeh. Now, what the funny thing is that you don't find that when it comes to other concepts of Zechira by Shabbos. We have Zohar Shiyam Shabbos Lekadsho. There's no Pasuk Al Tishkach. There's Zohar V'Shomer, but there's no concept Al Tishkach. But nevertheless, when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, and Havdolah Motzei Shabbos, which according to the Rambam, on two sides of the same coin, the Rambam says very explicitly that you just can't be Yotze the Mitzvah by thinking about Briyas Olam or Shabbos. You have to be Zohar, you have to say it verbally, and that's what the Kiddush is all about. You're mentioning basically the themes of Shabbos, the Kitz and Imratz, in the Kiddush as a Kiyum of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. For the Rambam's opinion, he says the Havdalah Motzei Shabbos is a continuation of Kiddush when it comes to be Mechalek Shabbos in the days before and the days afterwards. Before Shabbos we call the Kiddush, after Shabbos we call the Havdalah, but it all comes from Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. It comes from the same exact Pasuk. What the Rambam says over here is that since we find the paradigm by Shabbos that even Zohar without Lo Tishkach means to verbalize and to articulate, he therefore says if that's the case, the Zohar mentioned by Pesach, even though there's no Lo Tishkach as well, the word Zohar, the way it's formulated, the way it's Bederach Dikduk, it is articulated, we therefore come to the conclusion that Zohar the night of Pesach must be articulated as well. So the Zohar of Shabbos is Melamed, that even a Zohar without Al Tishkach means to be Mazgeh Bepeh, and therefore there has to be an articulation Bepeh when it comes to the concept of what we do on the night of Pesach. But the only problem is, and this is mentioned, he mentions this B'Shem Rav Chaim, that the word Zohar, in many respects, is a very, very quick verbalization, a perfunctory statement, b'kitzei nimratz. That's what zechar means. The sheish zechiros that some people say after daven each and every day, you're just mentioning zechar, the pasuk, and that's it. There's no harichas devar. There's no seeper over there. So the obvious question is, where did the Rambam get that the zechar on the night of Pesach has to be lesaper benisim niflas? Where did he get that from? The word zechar by Shabbos and even the zechar by Malik doesn't mention the concept of aricha b'sipa ha-devarim. So why by Pesach, manishtana, does the zechar on Pesach mean not just zechir ba'alma, but it means a sipa ma'alya, a tremendous articulation? So says the Rav Soloveitchik, that is the reason why on the night of Pesach, in the same exact Parshan Bo, there was a need for a second pasuk to be the mefaresh and the magdir of how the zochah is supposed to be mekuyim on the night of Pesach, which means the mitzvah comes from zochah, but the higadol levincha, which is then mentioned by the Rambam afterwards, is basically functioning as a peirush of the zochah, teaching us what oifan kiyam hamitzvah, so how you do the mitzvah on the night of Pesach. It's not done just by lashon zechira, but it's done in the oifen of Haggadah. The Haggadah has a unique connotation, a unique meaning. Where do we find Haggadah mentioned in the Chumash in some of the earliest sources? So the Rav says you go back to Matan Torah, to the Hagdama of Matan Torah. The pasuk says, "Kosoyme leves Yaakov, v'sageid levnei Yisrael." The sageid is a lashon shel Haggadah. So Rav Soloveitchik said very simply, and Rashi already precedes him in saying this, that "Kosoma leves Yaakov elu hanashim, v'sageid levnei Yisrael elu hu hanashim." What's the chiluk between amira, and what's the chiluk between the concept of Haggadah? Why by women is Amira mentioned, and by men the word Sagid Haggadah mentioned? So here he says very, very beautifully, is that that pasuk really is telling Klal Yisrael that when it comes to becoming the Jewish people, there is a prerequisite that you have to become an Am that is guided by God's divine master plan, and the divine master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we call the Torah. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. But when it comes to men's involvement in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, and women's involvement, there is a conceptual basic difference between them. Both men and women have to learn in order to know the halachas of how to practice Judaism and Amoratz Chassid. So the mitzvah of Lilmod Amanas Lasais is something that men and women have an equal chiyuv to perform. That's why Chazal point out that there's a chiyuv when it comes to a father teaching the child Torah. Not only does the father have chiyuv to teach his son Torah, but there's a chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah, because she has to know all the halacha lamasa that applies to her. And if you ever made a cheshbon of tayag mitzvahs, how many mitzvahs apply to noshim, it's 613 minus 30. So that means, if basically how much percentage, about almost over 90% or 95% of the mitzvahs applied to Noshim, there's a heck of a lot of Torah that's to be taught to them, halacha l'masa, as being Noshim. They might be pater from some mitzvahs. But from 613, only 30 are actually mentioned by Chazal. The rest are as chayiv to those mitzvahs as men are. So therefore, when it comes to women, Lilmot Amanas Lasos, to teach them the basic halacha lamasa, piske halachos, shulchan aruch, kitzur shulchan aruch, regular shulchan aruch, but Lilmanas Lasos, when you do that and you say over the halacha psuka, the lashon of Chazal for that type of communication is amira. Simple, plain, straightforward statements. That's what the Torah says, leimor, 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 continuously. He's saying over the quick psak halacha of what you have to do when it comes to the mitzvahs that are shayach to you. For men, however, they were told that for you, that's not sufficient. That when it comes to your mitzvah Talmud Torah, it involves not just the question of knowing the final psak halacha and halacha lamasa. But there is a mitzvah which we call a mitzvah, one of the tagimits is the mitzvah of Tamei Torah, that involves not only the concept of lilmod amanas la'asos, but lilmod amanas lahavin, to understand something on a very deep intellectual level, concept of havanas hadavar. Rashi says the word sagid davakosha kegidim, something very difficult, which means we're talking about an in-depth analytical approach to something where you take Torah Shebik Sav, analyze it through the microscope of Torah Shebar Peh. There is endless amount of depth perception you can find when it comes to Psukim of Torah Shebik Sav as analyzed through the lens of Torah Shebar Peh. So therefore, learning for the sake of learning, in-depth analysis, Higisa Bayom Valaila, continual, ongoing learning, going deeper and deeper and deeper, that is the mitzvah which men have to do when it comes to Tamei Torah, besides Lilmud Amanas Lasos, and the Torah expresses it with the phraseology of the word Sagid. So Haggadah means in-depth analysis. Very thorough, thorough, introspective analysis of the subject matter at hand. So the Rambam therefore tells us that even though the mitzvah of the CPC Yisrayim on the night of Pesach starts with the pasuk of Zohar, if that was the only pasuk we had, that would be a very short presentation. It would be like a mira ba'alma, a perfunctory statement, and that's it. But on the night of Pesach, the Rabbi Hashem said, Zohar is not sufficient. It has to be in the gedda of Higad Levincha B'Loshen Haggadah, which means you have to, on the night of Pesach, have a very, very introspective, intellectual, depth perception, understanding of the subject matter. The Ofen of Limud and Zechira on the night of Pesach has to be done B'Ofen Haggadah. Higad Levincha, teaching Torah to your children, teaching Torah to the participants, in-depth analysis, and therefore the oifin kiyam hamitzvah of how you mekayim the zoch on the night of Pesach is mugdar in the mila of higad levincha. It's not just zechira ba'alma like you do Shabbos night, Friday night, you make kiddush shik shak 1, 2, 3 and that's it. No, on the night of Pesach it must be done b'derech haggadah. So haggadah means in-depth analysis, subjecting Torah Shebik Sav to Torah Shebar Peh, and bringing in a whole bunch of other material I'm going to discuss tonight to literally give the Haggadah the depth perception it's supposed to have for reasons I'll explain very shortly. So the Oifin Kiyam HaMitzvasai, B'derech Haggadah, is derived by the Higadah Levincha Pasuk. It's the Pasuk explaining the Oifin of Zechira when it comes to the night of Pesach. Now why am I saying this? Because the Rambam himself happens to paskin, like also Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you look at quotation on page 2, quotation B, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Harei k'ben shivim shana v'lo zechisi shetom yisrayim ad shedosh ben zoma, shenem l'man tizkis yom somer yisrayim kol yimechayecha, yimechamecha hayomim, kol yimechal leilos, except and except, kama oimrim, yechalel l'vazeh, yimechal l'holi l'mos ha-Mashiach." Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that there is a mitzvah of Kol Hashana Hakula, the entire year, to basically mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, both by day and by night. Now the pasuk that he quotes to accomplish, let's go back now to page number 1, are not the psukim mentioned on page 1 on the right-hand side of the page, but he brings a pasuk from Parshas Re'eh, where the pasuk says, this is the underlying line on the left-hand side of the page. It says, "Lasucha lachamet shizotel lamatzos lachamoni kadosh Yisrael, laman tisker es yom Yisrael kol yamei chayecha." It's this very pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah quotes Ben Zoma Darshaning, that it teaches you that the zechira of Mitzrayim is applicable kol hashana kula, Bayom ubalaila, by night and by day. That's the source. Now if you turn back to page number 2, the Rambam himself paskins that way, and you see this on the left-hand side of the page. If you go to Hilchos Kriyashma, The Rambam talks about our recitation of the mitzvah Kriya Shema twice a day, Pamayim Be'erev U'Boker, V'Shachu Kumecha, and then he says you have to read three parshiyos, the Shema, Vayim Shemoa, and the Vayomer, and then he says at the end, he says that after you say Pasha Tzitzis, which is the third Pasha, Sheyesh Bo Tziva Zechiras Kol HaMitzvos, and then Halacha Gimo, now this is the part I want to show you. So why in the world should we read it at night? So he's quoting the drush of who? The drush that was mentioned by Ben Zomar, Paskin by Elezer Ben Azariah, as halacha lamasa. But if you notice, he says, the mitzvah kol hashana kula is only zechira. And in fact, when it comes to what we say in the actual nusach of the Shema Yisrael, what do we say? We only have a very short reference and zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, perfunctory statement, and that's all we do. So the question is why? The answer is, the Rav Soloveitchik said, is that we would have done the same thing on the night of Pesach, but the Higdal Levinicha was added to tell us that on the night of Pesach, on the anniversary of the event, Zechira is not sufficient, it has to be done b'derech Haggadah. Kol Hashana Kula, what the Torah is telling us in the Rambam's Paskening, is that the whole year round, the only thing that's mentioned you have to do is Lamantizka Zechira Ba'alma, a mere perfunctory statement, which is the pshat of what Zachar is. So the Ribi HaPasik is, Kol HaShana Kula, Zechira Ba'alma is sufficient. And we do that in the third Pasha. On the night of Pesach, where you have an additional Hezber, and Hagdar of the Pasik, Adal Levincha, therefore Zechira is not sufficient, you need a Sipa Ma'alya, and therefore, Gadol, he says, is therefore b'mag the oifin ki mitzvaso on the night of Pesach, which is not applicable kol hashana kula. Kol hashana kula is zechir ba'alma. On the night of Pesach, the zechir must be the bedan b'derech hagada, and that's the need of the secondary pasuk. That's number one. Number two, he points out that the Rambam tells us another very important thing from Higadol Levincha, where the beginning of the pasuk tells us the oifin kima matzvasa b'derech hagada. It also says b'yom ulem abavur zeh b'shoshim atzvah b'vafanecha. It tells us the zman kiyam hamitzvasa. So the Higdal Levincha pasuk does two things. Not only is the magder how you do the zechira on the night of Pesach, that it must be done b'derech hagada, but it also tells us exactly what is the time frame. And the reason, halacha lamasa, it was important to know the time frame, because the Rambam already made an equation in front between the Zoch of Shabbos and the Zoch of Pesach, but there's a problem. When it comes to Shabbos, especially during the summer months, are we not mekabel Shabbos early? Do we not say the Zechira of Kiddush, which is the Zechira of Shabbos, after Plag HaMincha, Kedem Halayla would be Moshe Michal Ala Kedesh. So if that's the case, if you're making a similarity between the Zoch of Shabbos and the Zoch of Pesach, I might have thought, maybe I can start to say the earlier, especially this year, I can start to say the earlier. After all, be Moshe Michal Ala Kedesh is an Indian to do such. Some posts can hold that's a Deraisa Kol HaShana Kula, not only when it comes to Yom Kippur. So the question is, how do I know that's not the case? So the end of the Pasi Gadecha also is Menatek Pesach from the similarity to Shabbos and says that over here you have no choice when it comes to the night of Pesach, that the Zechira has to be done Belayla Mamish, and you cannot be Mos Mechol HaKodesh and start before Tzeisach HaChavim. Why? Because the Chazal had, when it comes to this Pasuk Higadito, which is the open of the definition of when you do the Sipur, it has to be at the same time that Matzah, Morah, and Korban Pesach are consumed. There's a Tesis in the beginning of Arve Pesachim that says
When it comes to eating the Korban Pesach, it says in the Pasuk, V'ochlu es habasa b'layla hazeh. So it says explicitly that it has to be b'layla mamish, which means after Tzeisach HaChadim. You might shech the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, but you can't consume it or start consuming it until after Tzeisach HaChadim. There's another Pasuk, Al matzos umom yachlu, which means the Pesach must be consumed in conjunction with what? With the matzah and marah, which therefore is magdir, and the taste is kosher to sefter, that the zman of achilas, Pesach, matzah, marah are all balayla hamamish, are also all after Tzeisach HaChavim. But therefore, this specific Yad Avincha B'Yom HaZuz is telling us, and it's a mechilta that the Rambam's quoting, is that the zman of kiyam mitzvahs of CPCS Mitzrayim is also balayla mamish at the same time frame that you have a mitzvah derais that to eat the Pesach and the matzah and the marar is the same exact time frame that you must begin the sipur and the zakhira on the night of Pesach. You cannot do it earlier than that time frame. And we're machmir and we're halach lamasa when it comes to the seder that not only from manishtano or vavadam v'vindinu we basically have to do it after tzeis. We're makbid from the Kiddush, from the first of the Dalet Kesis and the Kiddush on the night of Pesach, not to start before Tzeisach HaChadim, and so is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach itself. That's why we wait, you know, before we start the Seder itself, in order to mekayim the mitzvah, b'toich zman kiyum ha-mitzvah, which means not before Tzeisach HaChadim. So therefore, that's another purpose of the Pasuk Al Avincha to define the Haskalas Mankim HaMitzvasa. The member of Zatzal pointed out that the same way the Pesach Matzah Maro defined the Haskalas Man of CPC as Mitzrayim and the Haggadah, it also, by definition, will define the end of the Zman Kiyam Mitzvasa of these mitzvahs. And when it comes to the end of the Zman of Pesach Matzah Maro, that's the famous machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, whether the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Maro and Sipur is kol halayla kula from Tzeis all the way to Amud HaShachar, or is the mitzvah of these mitzvahs from Tzeis up until Chatzos. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says it's from Tzeis up until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva, it is from Tzeis all the way up to Amud HaShachar. And the Mishnah Berurah has a big arichas upon this, the Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says in the Bir Halacha, if you look in the Rishonim, there was a major split, 50-50, between the Rishonim, whether we passing like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, or we passing like Rabbi Kiva. If we're dealing with the Sofik Derais when it comes to the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of CPC as Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of matzah, bezman is there, which is a deraisa, and bezman hamikdash marav pesach derais as well. So when you have a suffik deraisa, you have to go to chumrah. Based upon that, he points out if you look very carefully in the Ramah says if that's the case, you have to be makbid on the night of Pesach because of this suffik deraisa that the higadah levincha bavur zeh is defining even not only the haschol zman hamitzvah, but the Seifa Zman, to make sure that by Chatzos HaLaila, you finish not only the beginning of the Haggadah, but the end of the Haggadah, all of the Dalet Kesis, the Hallel you say at the end of the Seder, must all be finished by Chatzos HaLaila to be Yotzi, the Sofik Deraisa, and the Shita of Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah. So, Beferish Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. People don't know this. They quote that Rashi and his other chaverim in his time pointed out, Kolamava Reza Meshubach, based upon this, is not supposed to be done just in the beginning of the Seder. Some people can get carried away, and all of a sudden it's Chatzos, and they haven't even eaten the Kazayis Matzi yet. And we have stories in the world of Halach, what do you do in such a crisis situation? Because according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you haven't eaten anything by Chatzos HaLaila, it's a Suffolk Brachos, you can't even make a Bracha, Al Achilas Matzah, Marah, anything else anymore, because Suffolk Brachos, Lachel. You might not even have a chiyuv of a mitzvah. There's shelos and shuvos written upon this. Halach l'masa. What do I do if I lost track of time and all of a sudden I realized I did a good job in Sipur, but I didn't leave time for me to do matzah, mara, and carbon pesach and everything? What am I? You're freaking out? According to Zazar, I can't be yitzu that after chatzos on the deraisa level. So therefore, they point out kol hamarich is hard is done before, but you have to leave enough time to do all the other mitzvahs halayla, and you have to make sure you do it so that the children will be able to see the answer to the questions. Because all of the seder really is a response to the manishtana. If you're going to basically go to 4 o'clock in the morning, and the kids are going to be sleeping, so where did they hear the answer to the manishtana that they asked? So therefore, if that's the case, the children have to be up. You have to do it early enough that the children, by chatzos, the children, especially if they're waiting for the afikoman presents and everything else, and all the other nothing, you're going to keep them up and just in suspension. But you have to finish that. The rest of the night, you want to ma'abah harem v'zeh meshubach. You do what Releza was done in the Ma'is with Rabbi Kiva, which is on the page, that you had all these gedolei chachamim by him staying up in Bnei Brak the entire night, the sap in kolay sarayla shabbat amid, until they told him, Rabbi, we're getting to Amad Hashachar, we're kind of shayin penates, the zman of Kriya Shema. So they stayed up the entire night, being masaper, but it doesn't say they were eating the entire night. It says they were masaper, which means the dibur, the haracha, in the dibur, in the in-depth analysis of the Haggadah, that was done the entire evening. And that's why if you look above that, I have another part of the quotation of the Haggadah. Afil kulanu chachamim kulanu nevenu kulanu zakul miyodin besatara misal in the sapi tzivakal marach abisraim harizim meshubach. And the example is the harichas hadvarim that was done the entire night by Rabbi Kiva Seder. Mamish, nobody went to sleep until the morning itself. So we see that they bring down that the arichas hadavarim and ekonami can continue after chatzais to amar hashachar. And the proof is, even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't say to them at chatzais halayla, gentlemen, I'm finished for the night, and therefore I'm going to get a nice, good 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I mean, if the mitzvah finished in its entirety, then he should have gone home and gone to sleep. He was present at the rest of the arichas hadvarim until the morning. He didn't go away from Rabbi Kiva and anybody else. And I'll get a little more to that a little bit later on why that's the case. But one thing is for sure, that according to Chazal, on the night of Pesach, therefore, the Higadah Levincha is mission critical to interpreting Eifin Kim HaMitzvah, Belechto Sipur, and number two, Zman Kim HaMitzvah, when it begins and when it ends. That is the functional purpose of the second pasuk. That's the mechilta the Rambam's quoting, and that is a crucial factor. That's number one. Number two, they point out that Higadata, would quite obviously speaking, would have told us all that we have to know, that the sip has to be done rather than zechira. What's the Higadata Levincha? And what does the Rambam say, even if there's no ben, the halach is that the Chacham Gedolim have to mesapi yitzi. What is the Rambam referring to? He says that is the phenomenon that the way that we're going to be mesaper is going to be in the way I mentioned before, the way Torah is learned. And Torah is always learned, for those who go to a daily shir, derech sheila utshuva. Questions are posed to Utsum given. Every blot of Gemara and Bavli in Yerushalmi is Derech, Sheila, Uchuva, Ibayelahu. Torah was given to be, as the Rav said, in the format of an interrogative dialogue. There has to be questions, and they have to be answered. The Haggadah is set up that you start the Haggadah with the Manishtana, those are the Sheilot. The rest of the evening, the narrative of the Haggadah is the Tshuva to those questions, when it comes to the different phenomena we're going to be discussing. So, as the Rav used to say, the paradigm example of the learning experience, Ba'amkus, that Klal Yisrael Mekabel at Har Sinai, and he points out that in the ultimate Kabbalah, they said, Naseh V'nishma. So Chazal tell us, and the Beis Halevi says that over very beautifully, that there were two kabbalos that they did. They said, we're going to mekabel a Torah of Naseh, and we're going to mekabel a Torah of Nishma. And that's why they were given two crowns, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ek and Naseh of Nishma. What's the difference? Naseh is learning Torah, lilno amanas lases. That's Naseh. What is Nishma? Lilmoid amanas shmiya lahavin, to understand, to go in the state of amkus. So that's the two types of ksarim of oif and limad ha-Torah. On the night of Pesach, the Haggadah has to be with the Nasa v'nishma. Halach lamasa plus, besides the halach lamasa, an oif of nishma going ba'amkus, the way Klaus said they would accept the Torah at Har Sinai, because they have Nasa v'nishma. Higar l'vincha, the sagid, is another term used to describe the oif of limud, Torah Shabbat. So the whole Haggadah is a paradigm of the ideal way of studying, learning Torah, to mamish, learning ba'amkus Torah on the night of Pesach, and the text is the Haggadah itself. Higar l'vin, that's why it's called the Haggadah, because the Haggadah is defined oif and kiyam hamitzvasa. We don't call it the Sipur, we call it Haggadah, because that's the term from which we define how we know you have to do a Sipur, because Haggadah defines Oif and Kiyam Mitzvah. So that's why the book was called the Haggadah, because that defines what we're doing. Now, with that in mind, says Rav Soloveitchik the following. He points out that one of the questions that the Talmud Yerushalmi poses in the Masechta Sanhedrin is a question that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 40 nights and 40 days of learning Kol HaTorah Kula. So before he was about to go down from Har Sinai, Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin tells us that Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor, I'm going down now to Klal Yisrael, the millions of Jews, and I appreciate in 40 days and 40 nights with your Siyata Deshmaya that you taught me Kol HaTorah Kula, not only what was no gate to his generation, but even chidushim of later generations that saved Kol HaDeiras, afil masha tam of us asal lechadesh, was shown to Moshe. He wasn't able to tell the Klal Yisrael now, but he was shown the chidushim of Rav Moshe Feinstein or Rav Soloveitchik or of Rav Orbach Zatzal, all the gedolim. He was shown these chidushim, he just couldn't relate it to his generation, because he didn't have the schus, but he was shown Kol HaTorah Kula. He says, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm going to go down, and if I'm going to start teaching them and learning with them and giving it to them the way you gave it to me, you know what they're going to say to me? Rabbi, we appreciate all your efforts, but give us the bottom line. we want to know what, give me halach lamasa. Not everybody, wants to be learning Yom V'Layla. So if you could do me a favor, besides what you taught me, give me a divine kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Give me a divine kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He made the request. So the Rabbi Moshe said, Moshe, I can't do that. So Moshe turns to Rabbi Moshe and says, you can't do that. You can do whatever you want. He says, no, I already wrote in the Torah, Acharei Rabam Lahatais, the psak can't come in Hashemayim, Leib Hashemayim, you have to give the psak below, the Sanhedrin and the Gedolim. So Moshe then asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Kach Lama, why are you making things so difficult? And why are you making my job so difficult? I don't understand. What's been the big deal? You give me a kiss and imrat of Kol HaTorah Kula. So says the Medrash, the Talmud Yerushalmi, that the Torah has to be given in a way that you just don't know the bottom line, but that you have to work in Harava and go deep into the understanding of the Torah. Mem tes kan lakan, mem tes pan lakan. You have to go in every possibility and explore every possibility as you do in every daf yomi every day. You go through all the different shittos, different possibilities. And at the end of the time, when you've gone through all the possibilities of the perish of this specific mitzvah and the manushiyeh, you then based upon the psak of the rabbim when it comes to how you paskin the shelos. In the time of the Sanhedrin, it used to be based on Acharei Rabam Lahatos. The Beis Yosef said when he came to developing the Shulchan Aruch, he had three gedolei haposkim he relied upon, the Rov. And they were the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And depending upon what the Rov of those three said, that's how he formulated his psak in the Shulchan Aruch, Acherei Rambam Lahatos. Now, so Moshe said, so you mean we have to be the ones, the Pascha and the Halachas, we have to analyze, you have to go through the whole Shaku Vitalia and come to psak Halacha. You said it has to be that way, you want to be that way, but what's the purpose? So the Yerushalmi ends off with a pasuk from Shir HaShirah, which we happen to read on Pesach. And the pasuk says, Meishorem Ahevucha. It's in the first parak of Shir HaShirim. So the Gemara darshins, Ayidei Shemiyashrin Esetora, Yavo La'ava Shel HaMakom. By their in-depth analysis of the Torah, Ba'amkus, applying Teresh of Iksav and its lens, the interpretation of Teresh of Papapeh and Shem Ksav, intertwining them, what are you going to do? You're going to perceive the depth perception, the Amkus, of the Chochmas Halakim contained in the Torah itself. Look at the depth of this, look at the perception, look at the different Shitas. I mean, if you really go to a Beis Medrash and you learn there and you see Vestitzach Thornton, you can take a Blat Gemara. Some yeshivas, it takes 2 weeks to do a Blat Gemara. In some yeshivas, it takes 2 weeks to do a Taisvis in a Blat Gemara. I'm not saying you're supposed to do that. But what I'm pointing out to you is that when it comes to depth perception, there's no limit you can go, because Hashem developed the Torah, and Hashem, who is infinite, has no limit to his Chachmah. The Torah, which is a manifestation of Chachmas Hashem, is also infinite in nature. So if that's the case, I want you to penetrate the panemius of the Torah and to be mamik and to see all the svaras and the shitas and everything else and come to Pesach Halacha. Why? Because that will give you not only an appreciation and a love and understanding of the Torah, but that will be the means with which to connect to me, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to develop a Yediyas Hashem and Hakaras Hashem, and ultimate an Avat Hashem. How do I know that's the case? Where do I know that from? So Yerushalmi says it, but I have in your Makaris another source as well. And that is a Rambam source in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. And basically, not only that, but the source I have on the page over you is the Rambam source at the end of Hilchas Tshuva. This is on page number 2, quotation number G. The Rambam says, Davidu ubarur shein avas hakadosh baruch hu nikshares b'libo shel adam ad sheyishka b'tamei k'ra'uy v'yazok ha'mashiv olam chutz mimenu kamo shetziva v'ama b'cholvav chol nafshecha ein oyev hakadosh baruch hu ela b'das shiyadeihu. The more you understand and comprehend hakadosh baruch hu and his Torah, the greater av you develop, the more knowledge, the more love, and mat matam harbei harbei. What the Rambam points out is that you have the chiyuv to develop an avat to Hashem, and in fact the lashon of the Sifrei, which I don't have over here, but the fact is it's quoted by the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, the lashon is V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So the Sifrei says in that pasuk, Ein yodeya ketzat. Ribbono Shalom, I don't know how to mekayim v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So the Ribbono Shalom answers in the Sifrei, look what it says in the next pasuk, after v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. V'hoyu ha'agvam eilu shenoch mitzav chayim al lavavecha, shemetechkach atamakri misha abara ha'asa olam. That Torah is the guarantee. Learning it in depth to perceive the Chachmas Hashem in Bria and all of Bria, spiritual and physical, that will give us a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yediyas Elokim, and that will ultimately bring us to be able to develop a Hakara Yediyah and Avat Hashem to Mekayim the Mitzvah Havta Hashem Elokecha. So once again, you have another source of the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs corroborating the source of the Hilchos Tshuva, corroborating the Makar in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, that Amkus B'Torah and Chachmas Olam is the mavot to yedias Hashem and hakaras Hashem and ultimately avat Hashem. That is the formula. And that's why Torah had to be done that way. Unfortunately, many people in this world think that the ikar is the psak halacha, and people go crazy. What is the bottom line? What is the bottom line? Not realizing that in the Rabbanu Shalom's mind, as important as psak halacha is spending time by Havanya Shel Torah and going by Amukus and seeing the godless of the Chokhmas Hashem contained in the Amukus of Torah Shel Torah Shel HaPeh is in Hashem's mind even more important than the bottom line. Because the bottom line, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Mamrim, that the Bezdin HaGadol can pass with Yugam Amidos in one generation one way, and without having to be Gadol B'Adam B'Chacham Minyan in the next generation, they can come along and darshan a different Sanhedrin, Yugam Amidos, and come with a different Psak Halacha, with the opposite Psak. Both are Eluv Eluv Divil Kim Chaim, as the Gemara says, in Masechtas Erevin. So Psak Halacha is something that's important, you have to know what to do, but that is not the ikar of why Torah was made the way Torah was made, because it was made for Psak Halacha, Moshe was right. Give me a divine Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and that would be sufficient. It's the Havanya Shel Torah, the Amukus B'Torah, that is the crucial way that we connect to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's why we spend so much time in learning for men and for women and everything else, because that connects us to Hashem and gives us a personal connection which you would not have if we only learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We went quickly in, quickly out, and that was it. What kind of kesher will we have with the Rabbanu Shalom? And in Torah Shel HaPeh, there's Torah Shel HaPeh Benigla, then there's the Nistar of Kabbalistic Torah Shel HaPeh. There's no limit to how much time we can spend, but the fact of the matter is, that is the ikar of what learning is all about. So the night of Pesach, really, is a night of our in-depth analysis through the Haggadah often of teaching Torah, Yad Levincha, Der Shel Levit Shuvah, and Amkus, to openly connect to the Rabbanu Shalom on the highest level, by going through the narratives of Torah Shel HaPeh that deal with the anniversary of what happened, it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The ultimate purpose on the night to pace it, by the time you finish the Haggadah, is to have so much Hakaris Elokis that you feel a sense of not only Hakaris Atayiv, but Avas Habori Bishlemus at the end of the night. That's why there's a minhag some have. That after you finish the Haggadah, you say Shira Shira. There's a meaning many have to say Shir Hashem afterwards, so you should take the Ava feeling that you developed and express it by the recitation of Shir Hashem. Now, what is interesting with the Rav said very beautifully is the next piece that you're going to find fascinating. In the structure of the Haggadah, if you look very carefully, there is three major things we do in the Haggadah that define the concept of Talmud Torah and connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings us to HaKares Elokis and Avas Elokis. What are the three things we do? So the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim and in his Sefer Mitzvahs and other places, there are three ways we come to HaKares Elokis, Hasagas Elokis. Number one, by learning Torah, which I discussed this whole evening so far. Torah means Dashin Ipsukim. Even our analysis of Tamei HaMitzvahs is part of our understanding, appreciating the godless of what mitzvahs are all about and having hashpah upon us, Mahu Melamdeinu, to have a hashkafah changing us because of understanding Tamei HaMitzvahs. One major part of the Haggadah, therefore, is a major Talmud Torah experience, which we have. The second part of coming close to Hashem is our analysis of Teva, of natural law, of seeing the concept of godless Hashem when it comes to Briyat Olam. And the Rambam says that in his Perahilchus Yesodei Torah, that we're supposed to study not only Torah, we're supposed to study even Chachmas HaBriyah, Chachmas HaOlam, as part of our Mitzias of Hasagas Elokis and Havanas Elokis. So therefore, the analysis of the Makos and the Shina Teva that takes place in the Haggadah is the way that we, by understanding the natural law and the changes of law that took place on the night of Pesach, if Hashem kemeshane teva, it means He created teva. That's another way we come to connect to the Rabbanu Shem, have hakaras hatayiv, our kol neshima neshima, of our whole health, our whole body, how it functions, and how Hashem is able to meshana. That's another way of coming close to Hashem, and that's why we spend a lot of time on the makos. when it comes to the Haggadah. Teva. Shina Teva. The Hallel talks about the Shina HaTeva. Finally, another major part of our analysis of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a historical perspective. The Schus Kim of Klal Yisrael on a historical perspective is something that's incomprehensible. The holy Mark Twain couldn't figure it out in his famous poem over there. We, you know, all the major empires came and went, and the Jews are still going forward, whether the world likes it or not, despite the anti-Semitism. And we say in the Haggadah, Shebechol Dovdo Einan Leichalasein, Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. So in the Haggadah is a Hakpodah of Havadim Hayinu. There's a Hakpodah to say Arami Avidavi. Those are the historical narratives to see that under the most incredible, impossible conditions, Klal Yisrael survived nevertheless. So the Hakkarah is that you have to Hakadosh Baruch from saving us with a mission impossible from the impossible is another way of coming close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and developing a Hakkarah Elokis and Avos Elokis and a love for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is why I always point out that if you look in the Kriya Shema, it is surrounded on three sides by three brachas which have three major themes. The first bracha, Birchas Kriya Shema, after Yishtabach, deals with Briyas Olam, Shemachadish Poyam Tamid Masa Bereshis. The second bracha before Kriya Shema deals with the mitzvah Talmud Torah, Avaraba, etc., etc. The bracha after Kriya Shema deals with Jewish history, our salvation, when it comes to historical perspectives from Mitzrayim and all the other adversaries. So you have the Kriya Shema, which embodies the mitzvah of Avat Hashem, surrounded by brachas that talk about the three ways we connect to the Rabbanu Shalom, and that is through Torah, through scientific analysis of the beauty of the universe, and by historical analysis. So when Chazal formulated the Nusach of the Brachas and the Davening, they had the Kriya Shema encapsulated by the three ways with which we connect Hashem. And on the night of Pesach, the Haggadah has all three. Think about it, all three. He then points out very beautifully that there is a machlokes when it comes to the poskim. You have Avodah Mayinu Arami Yom Avivavi as the historical narratives. Which one goes first? We finally do Avodah Hayinu and then Arami Yom Avivavi. But historically, we should have done the opposite. So the Ritva says over here that the Gemara never interpreted to mean there's a machlokes, say this or say that, because we say both. The machlokes was when it comes to the mechanism of educational philosophy, how do you teach children, especially young children? Do you emphasize historical accuracy, or do you emphasize more intellectual comprehension? If you would basically deal with intellectual comprehension, so therefore starting with Avdus, which is more easy to understand, and then Arami Avi, which deals with, you know, philosophies of Avodah Zarah and such, that's what we do. But if I was mapping an education on historical accuracy, we should have started with Arami Avi and then gone to Avi. So over here, you have a lesson that you have to sacrifice historical accuracy for intellectual comprehension. You start with the youngest, go to the oldest, that's okay. Now, another thing I want to point out to you, which is quite fascinating, and that is there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Kuzari of how a person obtains a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very famous machlokas. The Rambam was part of that group of Rishonim who held Hasagas Elokis is an intellectual experience. We are in the process of comprehending HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what I've been discussing up until now. So the equal way that we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Talmud Torah, our comprehension of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Kuzari or Yehuda Levi had a different approach. He says the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through apprehension of Hashem, which is an emotional experience, which is achieved by Shira v'Zimra, Shiras v'Tishbachos, singing Hashem's praise, dancing and singing. That emotional experience gives us a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we apprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very famous machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, you think later on. The Gaon emphasized comprehension, like the Rambam, and the Baal Shem Tov emphasized what? Apprehension. Shir v'zimra, to this very day. Now, if you look in the Haggadah, we basically do both. Because the narrative there is basically the comprehension. The Hallel and all the other stuff is there for the apprehension. So once again, the Rav said, the way the Haggadah is made is Elu ve'Elu, both camps are given the ability to connect to Hashem on their level using apprehension and comprehension in the tzur. Just hold off one question.
It's not a question. I want to explain this very in human level.
Yeah, yeah.
If I am not happy, I cannot get what you're telling me.
Right.
But if I am happy, I get what you're teaching me.
Right.
The both is coming. Kuzar is coming and Rambam coming. You have to have the both.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rav Soloveitchik said
to be happy to live.
I want to tell you something. Rav Soloveitchik said that at the end of days, this is a famous quote he said in one of his articles, he says, even though it used to be a split in Klal Yisrael, but he says, at the end of time, you're going to see the following phenomenon take place. And he quotes the Pasuk. He says, you're going to see all of a sudden Litva Shel Rosh Yeshivas Firin Zich Fi Chasidish Rebbes. So the Barakutna Zatza. Am I correct? I mean, you know, and you're going to see Rebbes Firin Zich Fi Litva Shel Rosh Yeshivas. At the end of time, you're going to see that the chiluk that initially between Chasidus and Litvishkeit, that all of a sudden in the Chasidish places they're going to emphasize learning Torah and how much you can memorize and understand. And in the Litvish places, you're going to have some farbengens and some, you know, shira, vizimra. It's all going to come to basically what was basically what you're saying. At the end of time, we see it happening. We see it happening today. Now, the Keneged Dala Banan Dibra Teira is also crucial. Because as our Soloveitchik points out, if you look very carefully, the Gemara tells us that when Moshe came down from Har Sinai and ultimately set up shot that every day he gave his own Daf Yomi, the Gemara in Masechus Erevin says he gave four Daf Yomis a day, one after another, to different groups of people. Aaron Lubanov, then the Chachamim, and then this group and that group, four different groups. Why? So he quotes it in Barbanel. Since each group could only understand Torah on a different darga, he had a capacity Hashem gave him to be able to give over the ultimate bottom line, but to change the way he gives it over to each group according to their level of Hasaga. He got a levincha, means you have to be able, as a father and as an educator, be able to reach every type of person in Klaisol, to make sure that you give over to them the Torah on the level that they're able to perceive and appreciate, to be able to get what you're supposed to get from Torah and the Torah experience itself. So if you think about it, Rabbi Yisrael, what I did tonight is I really gave you a cover of the entire battle plan of what the Haggadah is trying to accomplish. When you think about it, it is the most incredible piece of a way of disseminating the essence and the greatness and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a specific text, the Haggadah itself. At the end of that, by the time you finish the Haggadah and Night of Pesach, Amar Hazeh Meshubach, because the deeper you go, the more love, the more kesh you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why in Rabbi Kiva and Bnei Barak, what stopped? The Talmidim said to Rabbi Kiva that the Zman Kriya, what's the Pshat Zman Kriya Shema? You're going to soon say, V'hafta Shem Elokecha, you spent up the whole night being Marich. You must have so much Hasaget and Avat Hashem. Let's say the Shema now under that Hashpa and make it from not only theory into practice. Which meant to say, you spent the whole night building up the Avat Hashem. By being marach, the more you marach, Harei Shubach, Ma'asogas Elokis, Avas Elokis, we now are able to take that and utilize it. When you say Hafta Shem Elokecha, you can then functionally utilize it now. When you say Vahafta, you'll say it on a very high conceptual level. So that's why they said it's not just time for us to say Barachis and say, you know, and start davening. The emphasis was Zman Kriyashma. Why? Because Kriya Shema has it. You have to Hashem Elokecha, which is the whole purpose of the whole thing we do on the night of Pesach, developing Hakara Yudias Elokis, coming to Avat Elokis. Let's hope and pray that we'll go and do what we have to do on the night of Pesach, Rabbi Isai, Ba'amkus, Ba'ava, Ba'yira, and at the end we should have so much Avat Hashem. Hashem should therefore see the love we have from Him, and the love that He will demonstrate to us is Lashon Haba, Yishlam HaBenuya, will have the ultimate Gula with Mashiach Zakenu. Amen V'Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.